Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. We've got Les Vaders on the phone lines. You'll know him as the play-by-play announcer with Stratford Warriors. We're going to be talking about what's been happening kind of behind the scenes with this 50th anniversary. Good morning, Les.
Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
Great, Les. It's great to be chatting here on the radio. Our paths have finally crossed. And again, it's an anniversary with Stratford Warriors. So you've been working kind of behind the scenes on something special. What's been going on?
Yeah, we've been talking since the beginning of the year about something to do for the 50th anniversary, and we came up with the idea of getting the top 50 Stratford Warriors of all time for the last 50 years.
I love this. So what's the criteria for something like this? Did you have a big list and you're kind of whittling it down, or how's it working?
So we started out with 825-plus alumni players.
Wow.
So we weren't sure how we were going to do it. We thought about a fan vote and all that, but it would have left way too much open with that many alumni. So I got together with John Kastner and decided we put a committee together of 9 people, and we gave one decade to 5 of the people, each or 5 different people on the committee. So John Kastner took the first decade. Steve Rice took the second decade. And then we had Wendell Archer the third, Corey Smith the fourth, and Jason Clark, director of hockey operations for the Warriors, did the fifth decade. And so they each tried to whittle it down to 15 or more, because some of those decades were heavy with star players.
Exactly. Was it a pretty tough process, I can imagine?
Yeah, it was. It would have been for them. I know Steve Rice in his emails back and forth said he was pretty vicious with his decade because he had a lot of the Sutherland Cup teams, a lot of the famous players that have come through Stratford in his decade. So he had to be a little tougher. Some of the other decades were a little lighter, so they had to try and add a couple players maybe here and there. So we got, right now we're down to 81.
Okay, so the process continues.
Yes, it does. We're down to 81, and we have 15 notables that didn't make the first 81. So these are players that either number of games played, number of points, or what they did after their career here in Stratford.
So for you and people like John and Steve taking part in this, any big surprises or just thought, oh my gosh, I forgot about this individual, or wow, this individual needs to be recognized? Any surprises along the way?
Yeah, and that's what it has been like for me, going through the list of the number of players. We have 81 players that came through the organization that have 100 points or more. And then it goes down to 16 with 200 points or more, and we have one single player that has 300 points or more in a Stratford uniform.
Wow, yeah, it's just some stats like that right there.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
Yeah, and some of these players, what they did after their careers here were, you know, they might not, and we have some defensemen actually that they don't have the big number stats, but just the sheer number of games played.
Exactly. Yeah, sheer number of games played, and as you mentioned, boy, the careers after the Culletons or after the Warriors.
Yeah, because we're trying to take that into factor too, because we've had a lot of NHL players come through that might have only been here for a year because they were just that good and moved on, and don't have really the huge stat, but you got to remember, they went on to the NHL, and these were top-notch players at the time.
Now, I'm a little curious. First off, has there been any arguments going on?
Yeah. It'll be interesting. So tonight we plan on getting together as a committee as a whole and trying to whittle it down to the 50. And it's pen to paper tonight, so it could be interesting how we get there. And really, it's going to be interesting, the arguments back and forth, because right now it's been sort of just each person doing their separate thing.
Right.
Now we got to bring it together and try and get it to the 50.
All right. Well, good luck with that tonight. That should be interesting. When do we find out the final 50?
So the plan right now is February 10th, a local podcast. I am part of the Armchair Chirpers. We're going to have a live broadcast from the Allman Arena. And we're going to announce the top 50 at that time with Jason Clark will be on the podcast along with John Kastner, and it'll be live on YouTube so people can watch if they want.
Oh, perfect. That is terrific. And again, boy, these anniversaries, you know, 50th anniversary with Stratford Culletons and Stratford Warriors, and gosh, you know, celebrating the 100th anniversary of the William Allman Memorial Arena. So very special time.
Oh, it's been a great time. It's the stories you hear from some of the players that have come back, when we had the alumni game there in December, the players come back and they said the first thing they did was come in and look at the old rink, because they still get the shivers walking in the door. My first year now being up in the press box doing the play-by-play, I get it when I walk up to that, you go up to that press box, and it's like going back into the 70s up there.
Yeah.
And then with the things that are going on with the hockey club itself this year, having a fabulous year so far.
That's right. And we got the Stratford Warriors back in action for this Friday night, taking on KW Siskins.
Yes, take on the KW Siskins. And then Saturday night is a big game over in St. Mary's. It'll be the fourth and final regular season meeting of these two teams.
All right. What do you think about a little bit more of the St. Mary's Stratford rivalries going on? Nice to see this.
It's great to see. It's been a long time coming.
And yeah.
We've been saying it. It's like playoff hockey in the regular season between these two clubs. It's a rivalry, a geographical rivalry. So we have the longtime rivalry with Listowel. So we've been calling that the Battle of Perth County. The rivalry with St. Mary's, we've dubbed it the Battle of Highway 7.
I love it.
Because just it's a 20-minute bus ride, and the crowds have been electric in both barns.
I love it. Yes, the Listowel is a Battle of Perth County, but now the Battle of Highway 7. That is perfect. So we look forward to the announcement February 10th. Again, how can folks access the Armchair Chirpers? What's the easiest way?
You can get us online. You can go to YouTube and just put in the Armchair Chirpers, and our podcast will come up there. You can get it off any of your favorite platforms to get podcasts as well. It's on Spotify and everything like that.
Perfect. We'll share the details on our socials and mystratfordnow.com. In the meantime, good luck tonight whittling it down to the final 50. Les Vaders, Les, thanks so much for this, and we look forward to the announcement coming up.
Thanks for having me.